epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth in with you from the College Football Hall of Fame. We are on the second floor here on what they used to call Radio Row. Now it's known as Digital Drive, but that's where we are today. Of course, you heard the morning shift was here. Steak was here. Of course, we've had a lot going on in town with the Home Run Derby happening tonight, the All-Star Game, and it's just there is a lot of stuff happening. But at least in the world of college football, Atlanta is the centerpiece of what's happening in the sport. We have got a lot of stuff to get to today. Of course, we're going to be doing this tonight, tomorrow night. A little abbreviated show on Wednesday. We'll only be with you for 30 minutes. We got to make way for Atlanta United, and then we'll be back again on Thursday evening. So each day we'll be recapping what happened at SEC Media Days, like I said, for about an hour, starting at 6 o'clock each night this week. Now, today it was the commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey. He took to the podium. We're going to hear from him coming up here in just a minute. LSU and their head coach, Brian Kelly, Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin, South Carolina and Shane Beamer, Vanderbilt and Clark Lee, they were all here today. Each school that was here, they each brought three players. We're going to hear from some players in particular, the quarterbacks. We'll get to all of that. We're also going to visit, coming up in about maybe 10 or so minutes from right now, Chris Doering, from the SEC Network, of course. Chris, a heck of a player at Florida, was a wide receiver there, has been a part of the SEC Network with Peter Burns on SEC This Morning. You can catch those guys tomorrow morning. They're actually set up downstairs from where, almost right underneath where we're sitting at right now. And that's where the SEC Network is broadcasting from. Chris was kind enough to give us a little bit of time. We'll get his take on a lot of what Greg Sankey talked about today. Also, before we finished up, DQ Smith, the safety from South Carolina, we'll hear from him. We'll hear a lot from Diego Pavia. We're also going to hear from Brian Kelly. We'll hear from his quarterback and Garrett Nussmeier. So we got a bunch to get to. So we knew coming into today, whenever the commissioner of the SEC speaks, and this goes back to the days of Mike Slive as being the SEC commissioner, and he would often use the SEC media days as an opportunity because, again, as we just talked about, for the college football world right now, everything is centered on the Southeastern Conference, and so all of the media is here, the SEC Network, ESPN, all of the national media is here, the Associated Press, Sports Illustrated, et cetera, et cetera. They're all here. Going back to the days of Mike Slive, they often use the SEC media days as an opportunity to kind of push whatever narrative they had. And we knew coming into today, Greg Sankey would address a couple of things. One, we knew he was going to talk about the idea of the SEC moving to a 9-game conference schedule. Now, and we'll hear, you're going to hear from Greg Sankey talking about just that. But here's what I can tell you about that. Basically, what it boils down to is the SEC is going to wait. They want to know what the criteria is going to be going forward from the College Football Playoff. Rich Clark, by the way, who's the College Football Playoff Executive Director, he is going to be with us tomorrow here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll have that for you tomorrow during the 6 o'clock hour. So hopefully maybe we can get a little bit of insight from him. But it's going to be based on, or if they put more emphasis on a strength of schedule, then I think that's what you're going to see is the SEC come out and make the announcement of the move to 9 conference games. Look, I've been in favor of it for a long time. I want to see it. Number one, I think it could be a little bit of another windfall for the conference. I don't know how much more money you could go back to ABC and ESPN and say, all right, we're giving you another conference game. We need to get a little bit more money now because you're getting another SEC conference matchup, and isn't that really what we all want to see? So, and the reason why is because the SEC swings such a powerful sword when it comes to college football, in particular those television rights. As you hear Greg Sankey talk about it today, it was one of the first things the commissioner came out with. He addressed the TV viewing, not just in the SEC, but what it means combined with the SEC and the Big Ten. Let's hear from SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey. This is from earlier today.
In fact, I asked for some data this weekend. If you take the consumed viewership hours on linear TV, almost 40% of that viewership was focused on games involving Southeastern Conference universities and teams. Big Ten was next, right around 30%. And that means with those two conferences, just over two-thirds of the total viewership of college football is embedded between the SEC and the Big Ten.
That's the reason why, at the end of the day, when we talk about an expansion of the college football playoffs, that is the reason why those are the two teams. There is a memorandum of understanding between all of the conferences that gives the SEC and the Big Ten the power. Now, part of that is those two conferences, and we're going to talk about this, those two conferences, they have to agree, and right now they don't agree on what the college football playoff should look like. Let's hear more from SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey. Here he is talking about the move to 9 conference games.
I don't believe there's anyone looking to swap their conference schedule and its opponents with the opponents played by Southeastern Conference teams in our conference schedule, be it 8 or 9. In the SEC, we're not lacking for quality competition among our 16 football teams. But we're going to continue to evaluate whether increasing the number of conference football games is appropriate for us. And as I've said repeatedly, understanding how the CFP will evaluate strength of schedule and even strength of record is critically important in our decision making.
So there you have it from Commissioner Greg Sankey. If more emphasis is going to be placed on strength of schedule, then the SEC is willing to make that move to 9 conference games. Talked about it here back on the 4th of July. If you were with me that day, the idea of the conference moving to 9 conference games, and again, I'm in favor of it, have always been. Give me more SEC football. I'm okay with that. But the SEC doesn't have to do that. If you're talking about this playoff expanding and it going to 16 teams, if you have a 16-team playoff this past season in 2024, the SEC would have put 3 more teams in because you would have had 3 lost teams go in. No other conference could boast a 3-loss team that would have been worthy enough to get in to the college football playoff. The SEC, they would have had that. They could have put 3 more teams in an expanded playoff. So, look, the SEC, they don't feel like they necessarily have to unless their hand gets forced. And if it gets forced through the idea of the strength of schedule playing a larger portion of it, of the makeup of who the committee selects to put in, then the SEC is going to respond and they're going to go to 9. Now, that is what the holdup is on the 2026 SEC schedule. Here's Greg Sankey talking about that and when it may be ready.
We have to make decisions about the 26 season and adjust if we're going to go to 9 games, and there have to be games removed or rescheduled. And if we stay at 8, probably a little bit easier on that part of the logistics.
Yeah, the commissioner also goes on to say he would like to have some long-term scheduling decisions. So whatever they put in place will be a long-term decision in terms of scheduling, and then the SEC would do some look-ins from time to time throughout the course of whatever this agreement is. Again, this is Greg Sankey from earlier today about those long-term scheduling decisions in the conference.
I generally like to get out of the football scheduling decision questions, right? So that suggests a longer term would be better. One of our learning experiences from our expansion to 14, and we had 2 years and then 12 years, and our discussion now is perhaps look-ins every so often would be wise. So while you might want to answer it once and for all, I do think there's an expectation that we'll at least have look-in opportunities should the schedule change.
So again, when you talk about what is on the plate of SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, it boils down to whether or not you play 9 conference games, and also to the future of the college football playoff. Now, he did say today that if they can't reach an agreement, they being the SEC and the Big Ten, this thing could stay at 12. Now, I don't necessarily believe they're going to figure out a way. I think the 5 plus 11, where you get the 5 automatic qualifiers, that'll be the 5 highest-ranking conference champions, and then you get 11 automatic bids. The 5 plus 11 format is, I believe, where we're going to end up. The Big Ten, they prefer a different method that would allot 4 teams from the SEC, 4 teams from the Big Ten right off the bat, and then everything else would kind of trickle down from there. The SEC coaches, they prefer more of this 5 plus 11. They feel like they'll get more teams in the playoffs and more teams will have a chance if they go to that 5 and 11 model. And certainly if you look back at last year, that would hold to be true. That's what the coaches want. We got more from Greg Sankey coming up. We'll talk more about all of this with Chris Doering of the SEC Network. We're going to visit with him. We got a chance to catch up with him earlier today. We'll bring you that conversation when we return. Chris Goforth hanging out with you. It is our SEC Media Day wrap-up as we are putting a wrap on this Monday, day number one of the SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth with you from the SEC Media Days as we wrap it up here for day number one from the College Football Hall of Fame on the second floor. Digital drive, they call it. Glad to have you along with us this evening. Chris Thomas coming up in about a little less than 40 minutes from right now. We'll hear from Chris Doering as well in just a moment. Chris, of course, the former Florida Gator wide receiver, are currently a part of the SEC Network. We heard some comments from Greg Sankey, kind of knew what the commissioner was going to talk about today, that the idea of whether or not the SEC would go to a nine-game conference schedule. We knew that would be a part of the conversation. Whether or not the college football playoff would expand and will the SEC and the Big Ten reach an agreement, we knew that would be part of the conversation. Sankey said about that. He said, if we can't reach an agreement, we'll stay with the current 12-team model and everything will be status quo going forward. And you're going to hear Chris Doering talk about this because I asked Chris about it. It just feels like there is too much smoke for this thing not to somehow end up at 16 teams. Now, what it looks like, who knows, but it feels that way, the way that we may be headed. It feels like we're going to end up with a nine-game SEC conference schedule as well. The other thing that the commissioner talked about today that I didn't have on my Greg Sankey bingo card coming into today is the idea of academic standards and the idea that, you know, to kind of paraphrase what the commissioner said, he said, we've got to get back to guys making progress towards graduation, and we have to create some sort of academic standards. I think in this willy-nilly world of free agency that we've been in these last couple of years, college football, some of that has fallen off to the wayside. Again, we talked about it earlier. Greg Sankey, much like his predecessor in Mike Slive, always shows up this week, and he has got some sort of agenda that he wants to push, and he talked a lot about that today. One other thing that he mentioned, and I want to let you hear from the commissioner one more time, has nothing to do with college football. According to Greg Sankey, commissioner of the SEC, the conference is in support of expanding the college basketball tournament. They had the discussion about that last week. It was tabled. It's something that is going to be brought up again. But here's Greg Sankey saying the SEC supports an expansion of the basketball tournament.
In general, we are supportive of expanding both the men's and the women's basketball tournaments. Nothing in college basketball is static, so tournament expansion is certainly worth exploring. As last season showed, the Southeastern Conference is going to be fine whether the bracket expands or not.
Yeah, he knows, for years there has been talk about, well, if you expand the NCAA basketball tournament, some of these one-and-done or one-bid leagues would get the opportunity to maybe add it. That's not going to happen. You know, the one-bid leagues are going to stay one-bid leagues. What's going to happen is you're going to end up seeing more teams from the SEC and the Big Ten and the ACC, for that matter. You're going to the Big 12. You're going to see more of those Power Four teams get more teams in. It's not going to mean anything good for the little guy. All right, earlier today we had the chance to catch up with Chris Doering from the SEC Network. We'll bring that to you right now. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, joined now by Chris Doering, the SEC Network. Good to see you, man.
Yeah.
It's you know, when you hit this event, it's all downhill towards the season. Right?
Nice to be here. Nice to be in Atlanta. We were talking earlier about what a great host this city is and the College Football Hall of Fame is for holding media days. So excited about getting going, and a little bit of a tease here. You know, you feel like the season's right upon us, but now we got 6 more weeks after this before we kick it off.
I want to get your thoughts on a couple of things that Commissioner Sankey talked about earlier today, and let's start with the idea of the SEC moving to a 9-game conference schedule. I guess he's going to wait until we see what's going to happen with the college football playoff, and then they make that determination?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. We know it's inevitable that the playoff field is going to grow to 16, and we know it's inevitable that they're going to move to 9 conference games. I mean, just too much money out there, too much demand for more SEC teams playing one another. I think it's the best thing that could happen in this league, but I don't think it's a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
So let me get your thoughts as well on determining whether the number is 12 or 16 or 24 or whatever it becomes. How do you pick who goes in the college football playoff?
I mean, that's the most difficult thing there is right now, and everybody, you know, has beef with the college football playoff, but I think it needs to the change needs to be made in the bylaws of what the committee is mandated to look at and what they measure as the most important things. I was with a lot of the coaches down at SEC spring meetings. They all said, hey, you can't necessarily compare. Not every win is equivalent to another conference's win. So I think what happened last year with the three SEC teams going 9-3, getting left out, I think that's going to help this year with what you saw some of the other teams do that maybe were on the fringe of getting in that got the nod. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised this year to see 4 or 5 teams from the SEC get in, including one with a 9-3 record.
Chris Doering of the SEC Network, he's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now that we got the House settlement in place, what's the future of collectives? What's going to happen there?
I mean, I think the collectives are on their way out, and they should be on their way out. I mean, let's be honest. Everything that they talked about was, all right, well, we shouldn't use any of this for recruiting inducements. It's not pay for play. That was exactly what was happening.
Right.
Funneling it through the college football, or through the school's collectives. Now you have a little bit more of a kind of keeping everybody accountable with the money that they're allowed to spend and what the clearinghouse does to approve NIL deals. So actually, I'm excited about having a little bit more structure to the payment of these guys going forward.
You mentioned a clearinghouse. The idea of a third party, they'll have to approve, what is it, over $600, an NIL deal over $600? They'll have to approve. Can that hold up? I mean, will someone challenge that in court?
My understanding is that they are not saying whether or not it's allowable. They're giving their advice, and then somebody else is making the decision on that, and that's purposeful to avoid the litigation. Somebody's going to have, you know, you tell a guy that he can't pay him a certain amount. Like, somebody's value is what somebody's willing to pay you. So, you know, I think that's going to be one of the toughest things and to navigate. But the NCAA has shown themselves here in the past. All you got to do is threaten taking them to court, and they're willing to give in. So until we get, I think, some sort of more formal collective bargaining agreement or some sort of employee categorization, I think we're heading in the right direction. I just don't think it's solved yet.
Chris Doering, the SEC Network, SEC This Morning with Peter Burns. You can catch him tomorrow morning right here from the College Football Hall of Fame. You got an early morning, a long day for you.
Right? My alarm went off at 5:15 this morning, and we were on the air at 7, so we'll be doing that the rest of the week. And the early wake-up times definitely cut down on the fun that's had at night, for sure.
Let's get to some on-field stuff now. We're going to see a couple of quarterbacks over the course of this week. We see two today in Nussmeier. We've seen Sellers from South Carolina. We're going to see Arch Manning later on in the week. Give me your thoughts, former wide receiver. Tell me your thoughts on who the best quarterback is in this conference.
Yeah, I mean, I think there could be an argument for a guy that's not even played a snap in this conference yet. I mean, John Mateer comes in from Washington State. Ben Arbuckle comes along with him, his offensive coordinator there that'll be calling the plays in Norman. I'm excited about him, but I honestly believe that the Heisman Trophy winner is going to be a quarterback from this league. I'm not sure which one it's going to be. You mentioned a few of them. We got a couple at schools, you know, like Georgia and Alabama that are first-time starters for the most part. We're not talking about them. But I think this is a very deep and talented group of quarterbacks this year. I think it's a year that skews towards the offense having the advantage, and I'm excited to see, you know, which of these young guys that are taking over kind of makes a name for themselves this season.
How many teams legitimately in this conference, how many teams legitimately have a chance to win a national championship?
Man, I think you got to be in it to win it, and, you know, I think there's probably six or seven teams that could find their way in. Let's be honest, though. Getting in is one thing. I think Tennessee was capable of getting in last year, but I don't think they were capable of winning at all. But I do think there's probably six or seven teams from this league that can get in. In terms of winning it all, I think that number maybe whittles down to three or four probably.
Chris Doering with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk a little bit about Georgia for a minute now. Some questions, I think, on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, both offense and defense. How much of a concern is that in this, quote, line of scrimmage league?
I think it's a big concern, and you saw it raise its head last year with some injuries on the defensive line. You know, you don't have the plug-and-play players in there the way that you used to. You know, roster retention is very difficult, and I think you look at depth of all of these teams' rosters in the SEC. There's a drop-off from the your starter to the backup in most cases. So I think the thing that was concerning to me was not only were you more thin last year in Georgia, but you lose uncharacteristic ball games to Ole Miss and then to Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl. You were out-physical by that Notre Dame team. Georgia teams aren't traditionally out-physical, and I think that's the thing that you go back at and you wonder if that's maybe a sign of things to come. I think Kirby has this team, you know, playing hungry this year. I think they're probably got something to prove, and I would never bet against the Bulldogs, especially with Kirby Smart on the sideline.
Chris, appreciate it, man. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Chris Doering, the SEC Network. He's been with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate Chris Doering giving us a little bit of time earlier today. We'll come back. We're going to give you a little sneak peek of what's coming up tomorrow. We'll try to hear from Brian Kelly, Garrett Nussmeier, and also Diego Pavia, the Vanderbilt quarterback. Pretty interesting kid today. We'll get into all of that here as we get ready to wrap it up. It's our SEC wrap-up show, day number one from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth with you. It is our SEC wrap-up. We'll do this each and every day this week of the SEC Media Days. So back with you again tomorrow night until 6:30 on Wednesday night. Then we'll have to make way for the for Atlanta United, and then back with you from 6 to 7 again on Thursday night. So we'll be with you here from the College Football Hall of Fame, where the SEC Media Days is taking place this week. And, look, a big week in Atlanta sports, just trying to recap the day and break it all down for you as we go along. Again, I promised we'd give you a little look ahead to what is coming up tomorrow. Of course, Georgia will take center stage here tomorrow morning. Kirby Smart bringing Gunnar Stockton with him as one of the three players that will be here representing Georgia. Also, Hugh Freeze and Auburn will be here. Josh Heupel and Tennessee. And Steve Sarkisian with Texas, with Arch Manning in tow. They will be here tomorrow as well. So it'll be a big day here at the College Football Hall of Fame. Tomorrow here on our SEC Media Days wrap-up, we'll hear from Kirby Smart. We'll hear from Gunnar Stockton. Gary Stokin, who is the president of the Peach Bowl and the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. Gary's going to join us. Also, Rich Clark, the College Football Playoff Executive Director, will be with us as well. So we got a lot more to get to coming up tomorrow night. All right, earlier today, LSU, Brian Kelly, they were at the podium. Brian Kelly was asked about his struggles in season openers. He is 0-3 in season openers as the head coach at LSU. Here's Brian Kelly.
I know everybody's excited about the season. Everybody here is excited about it. And we're certainly looking forward to the opportunity because we open up with a great program in Clemson. I know Dabo very well, respect him and his program and the accomplishments they've had. We've played against each other several times when I was at Notre Dame, and just have a ton of respect. But we've also been 0-3 in openers at LSU under my watch, and we needed to do some things differently this year, and that is embrace this opener. And embracing it in a manner that this is a big game. And it's a tangible goal for our football team to want to be 1-0.
For more on that LSU-Clemson game and just kind of the focus that LSU was putting on it, here's Garrett Nussmeier, the Tigers quarterback, on that focus on game number one.
When you play at LSU, there's expectations, and you know, not only just from your fan base, from the country. LSU is supposed to be competing for a national championship every single year, and I think that in the past we've been so lost in looking at the results of we have to compete for a national championship, we have to get in the playoffs, we have to do this and that, and I think we lost focus of where it starts. And so I think Coach Kelly and Coach Flynn have done an unbelievable job this offseason of allowing us and forcing us to focus on starting that path, starting 1-0. And so, you know, you hear all the things about the stuff in the building with pause and things like that, focusing on Clemson, and I'd say it's more of Clemson just has to be just happens to be who we're playing week one, you know, and it's more of going 1-0. That's more of the mindset and flipping that switch, and I think our team has responded very well to that and in the way that they've attacked offseason training.
Nussmeier went on to say that playing Clemson is a lot like playing an SEC game. Here's the Tigers quarterback.
You know, we go on the road to Vanderbilt this year, and that's going to be a tough game, you know, just because the environments in the SEC, the type of players, the level of players you have in the SEC, and Clemson is no different. You know, that stadium over there is pretty electric. It's going to be very similar to playing an A&M or a Florida or an Alabama. So something that we're very excited for, very open to the challenge. We understand that it's not going to be easy. You know, we talk all the time about beating them, but we also know that Clemson's a good football team. And I think that's why we have that mindset, is we know that it's going to take our best, and we're going to do everything we can to prepare ourselves to give our best that day.
This group at LSU, from a just pure talent standpoint, this is the most talented team that Brian Kelly, I believe it's the most that he's ever had. Going back to his days at Notre Dame, I think it's the best team he's had since he's been at LSU. Nussmeier talked about those expectations on the LSU program.
The high expectations that come with being at LSU, and obviously the expectations that are around the season, as I said before, they come from within now. You know, we have expectations for ourselves, and I think we've changed the way we think about it. We have the expectations, but not in a result-oriented way. And Coach Kelly's huge on being process-oriented, so not only in our individual processes, but now also as a team on what our thought process is. You know, it starts week by week, and so having that expectation from within ourselves, but also understanding that we have to go handle business week one in order to create that.
This LSU offense should be a lot of fun to watch this year. They have got speed upon speed upon speed at that wide receiver position. Nick Anderson, a transfer who was actually in a car wreck last week, but they said today they think he's going to be fine. He'll be ready to go in time for fall camp, won't miss any of the season. Barry and Brown, another transfer. Aaron Anderson is a returning player for them, and they got a bunch of guys that can absolutely run. This is Garrett Nussmeier talking about all that speed he's got at the wide receiver position.
Well, I mean, I don't know that we have a receiver that runs over a 4.4, you know. I mean, if you look at our entire roster in that unit, I mean, it's all speed. I think the common theme that you'll see throughout the season is the versatility. You know, we have so many different guys who can line up in so many different places and do so many special things with the ball in their hand. You know, it's a good feeling as a quarterback, you know, and it kind of, I guess you could say, makes my job a little easier in an aspect of, you know, my responsibility is just to give them opportunities to make plays.
Chris Goforth with you here from the College Football Hall of Fame. This is our SEC Media Days wrap-up show, just kind of putting a tidy little bow on everything that went down today. Of course, we've heard from the commissioner. We've heard from LSU. Let's hear from South Carolina now, another pretty good quarterback that was here today. That's Lenora Sellers, South Carolina's quarterback, talking about the success that he had last season. All right, we'll try to get to Lenora Sellers coming up here in just a minute. But South Carolina was one of those teams that was really, really close last year. A couple of close losses really kind of kept them from being a playoff team. They're one of those teams we talked about earlier. We were, you know, talking about the future of the college football playoff, and look, there were a couple of SEC teams last year suffered a couple of losses that had they not, had we had, rather, an expanded college football playoff, these were teams that would have been in that mix. And for South Carolina, a season ago, as a three-loss team, they were one of those that was on the cusp of being able to get in. And you go back and look, you know, there was a 3-point loss to LSU last year. There was a 2-point loss to Alabama. You win either one of those two games last year for South Carolina, and they end up as a college football playoff team. That's how close they were a season ago. Let's see if we can hear from Lenora Sellers this time. Yeah, we know that it happens, right? We know that guys are being approached in the off season about coming and coming to a different program, that there are offers made for guys to be able to leave. Lenora Sellers was asked about it today. Very honest answer from him. This is Sellers' little Q&A. You'll hear the question and Sellers' response and the back and forth that he had on it. This is Lenora Sellers from earlier today.
Did other teams come after you, trying to get you to transfer? after lunch.
Yeah, but they do it to everybody. So,
Damon, did you get concrete offers?
I wouldn't say like concrete offers. Obviously, some stuff is thrown around, but never really know until you know.
You didn't consider it? No. Yeah, but seriously?
No.
Yeah. Did you tell Coach Beamer?
Yeah, he know.
Yeah, Lenora Sellers saying, look, yeah, they everybody gets it. Everybody gets offers. And I'm assuming that Diego Pavia, the Vanderbilt quarterback who was here today, he got some offers this offseason to go someplace else. Now, he's a guy that is, what is he, in his fifth year of playing college football, a guy that made some big-time plays last year in some tight games. This is Diego Pavia talking about making plays in tight games last year.
Oh, I just kind of tell him, you know, just put the ball in my hands and I'll make something shake, you know. And so at the end of the game, there's one, the Missouri drive, where they kicked the field goal and we didn't score and we missed the field goal to win it. I put that game on myself. I put all the losses on me, but that game specifically on myself because I didn't finish the job. And so, you know, this year I got to prepare myself mentally to be in those positions more, obviously, because we're as close as 2-10 as we are 10-2. And so when those games come down to the wire, I'll be prepared.
Is anybody surprised to know that Diego Pavia's favorite player growing up was Johnny Manziel? This guy's got a little bit of Johnny Manziel in him. There's a little bit of Johnny football in Diego Pavia. Here he is talking about his favorite player as a kid and who he likes to idolize or mimic his game after today.
My favorite football player growing up was Johnny Manziel. Just the way he came to the game, he was just different, electric, brought everything he got every single game. But that's someone who I really like. Nowadays, I still watch his tapes and stuff. But I'm a big fan of like Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, those kind of mobile quarterbacks who just, they're just different, you know. And I feel like my mold is kind of the same.
Pavia, much like Johnny Manziel, he's not a big guy. He was asked today about his height. The Vanderbilt roster, the Vandy media guide, list him as being 6 feet tall. Not quite. Here's Diego Pavia when he was asked, how tall are you? Pavia said that he said, well.
Do you have a measuring tape? No, I'm just kidding. Maybe with some shoes on, I'm 6 foot, but I would say I'm probably like 5'10 and a half, 5'11. I haven't got measured in a while, you know? You know, older people shrink.
Diego Pavia on his height. He was also asked about whether or not NFL teams would give him a shot. Again, I think his height is going to be a deterrent for him, especially, you know, you talk about he likes to compare his game to that of a Lamar Jackson and a Josh Allen. Those guys have a little more height than what 5'10" Diego Pavia has. But here's what he had to say when he was asked about whether or not the NFL would give him an opportunity.
Well, I'd hope so. You know, if they want to win, come get me. That's what I got to say.
You got to like the swagger from Diego Pavia as he talked with the media today. That is what all went down today here at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta. This is our SEC Media Days wrap-up show. Chris Goforth with you. Back with you again tomorrow night from 6 until 7 again. We'll hear from Kirby Smart. We'll hear from Gunnar Stockton, Gary Stokin, the Peach Bowl president and head of the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. He'll be with us. Rich Clark, the College Football Playoff Executive Director, all will join us tomorrow evening between 6 and 7. Stick around. Chris Thomas is next. Enjoy all of the coverage of the Home Run Derby, the Baseball All-Star Game, as well as SEC Media Days. It's all happening right here. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.